हम सभी
ओम शांति
कितने न सौभाग्यशाली हैं।
वी आर सो फॉर्चुनेट
जो हमारे सम्मुख
दैट अमंगस्ट अस
महान तपस्विनी
द ग्रेट इंटेंस एफर्ट मेकर राजयोगिनी
जानकी जी
दादी जानकी जी सिटिंग
हमारे बीच पधारे हैं।
She has come amongst us, and for half an hour, we would be sitting in her company, and we meditated in her company. We all must have experienced that happiness. Dadi Janki ji, she took birth in 1916. In Hyderabad, Sindh.
कैसे बचपन में ही आप शांति की खोज में थे।
From her childhood, she was in search of this knowledge, just like Brahma Baba. And when she was 21 or 26,
Brahma Baba को देखकर अपना जीवन इस ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय
She dedicated her life. To this Brahma Kumaris institution. For 14 years she meditated. And when the institution got shifted to India, and then Brahma Baba sent her to the different centers, different places in India, and she opened many centers. She went to Amritsar and she did a lot of seva there. In the states of Punjab also, she did a lot of service. She was also in Pune where she did a lot of seva. And when the service started in the foreign lands, in the year 1974, she went to London. Till 2007, she stayed in foreign lands and then came back to India. But she permanently stayed in the foreign lands. And she has traveled across the whole world. There has not been a single place where Dadi hasn't visited. The people in the foreign land, they understood that Dadi belongs to us, even if she doesn't know the language. But through the language of love and the language of peace, they experienced a lot. After 2007, when Dadi Prakashmani attained an angelic stage, she came to India to took over this institution and became the chief of Brahma Kumaris. Now Dadi ji is stepping into her 100th. She's celebrating her centenary.
एक इंटरनेशनल योग वर्ष के रूप में भी हम मनाएं।
दिस ईयर वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग एज इंटरनेशनल योग ईयर
हम धूमधाम से मनाएं।
एंड वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग इट विद सो मच ऑफ
दादी को बुला रहे हैं
एंथुसियाज्म
अमेरिका वाले बुला रहे हैं
क्योंकि नाउ एवरीवन इज कॉलिंग दादी जी
इसलिए परसों तो दादी जा ही
रहे हैं बिकॉज़ वी हैव सेंट इट इन 140 कंट्रीज
लेकिन दादी जी हमेशा कहते हैं कल क्या होगा ये
दादी जी ऑलवेज सेज दैट आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन टुमारो सो व्हाटएवर वी हैव टू डू इट टुडे दिस इज व्हाट आई नो
कल का नाम काल है ये हमेशा दादी जी कहते हैं आज भी दादी कह रहे थे
टुडे आल्सो दादी वाज सेइंग व्हाटएवर यू वांट टू डू डू इट नाउ
तो यही हम प्रेरणा दादी से लेते हैं
सो दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ इंस्पिरेशन वी ऑलवेज have from Dadiji. So that's why Dadiji is in front of us today. So we welcome Dadiji.
Am 3 January ओम शांति कहती हूँ.
तीन बार दादी कहेंगे तो
फिर I would say ओम शांति three times. ओम शांति ओम शांति. Speak sweetly. Om Shanti. When you call Om Shanti, firstly you listen to it, and the meaning is, who am I? I means this finger pointing to the self. When Gita Ven was speaking, what were you doing? You were peaceful and silent. Please don't take the photographs. There are a lot of photographs of mine. You should listen attentively. This knowledge practically means that what soul is, and I am a peaceful soul. You must have been told that what soul is, I am not this body. This is body. I am a soul. Internally, you should have this feeling. Supreme Soul is mine. The second Om Shanti means one finger pointing towards the self, but the second finger pointing towards God, the Supreme Soul. So the Supreme Soul belongs to everyone, but He is one. You all are sitting. You all are sitting here, but the father of all the souls is that one. But this understanding we have got from God only, from the Supreme Being. We are on this land of karma, so what we have to do now? So for the three times when we say Om Shanti, for the whole day and the night, I stay in this remembrance. And there is so much of benefit when you remain in this understanding, that I don't become free at all, and I do not get any other thought. When Srila Ven called me, I was in Pandu Bhavan. Yesterday, I went in the morning to Pandu Bhavan. But then, I was told that so many brothers and sisters have come in Shanti Ven. We do not have what kind of relation we have. One is relation, second is communication. What is relation? We all are souls, and we are children of the Supreme Soul. We all are brothers and sisters. Do you have this intoxication or realization? What is my relation with you? We all are brothers and sisters. And we are having this feeling inside that my brothers and sisters, that my brothers and sisters should be pure and should be yogi. They should be peaceful and be happy. These sense organs should perform actions such that whenever you see each other, all the sisters, they told me that you should sit here for 7 days The Geeta Ben who was sitting here, she was giving the commentary and all of you were listening to it. Everyone was so silent and I was also silent. There are so many meanings of being silent, of being peaceful. Being peaceful is my religion. If someone asks you that what is your religion, then just say being peaceful is my religion. From your inside, naturally, you should have this understanding that being peaceful is my religion. The soul is mind, intellect and sanskara. These eyes, these ears, these mouth, this mouth, these are all sense organs. My hands, my legs, all these are the sense organs. But the soul is the mind, internal, and the intellect is having this understanding now. And accordingly we perform karma. This is the time. Shilu, Sister Shilu, have you told them the knowledge of the cycle? The golden age, the silver age, the copper age and the iron age. There are four ages. You are seeing the iron age. This is the old world. In this old world there are five vices. Where are you sitting right now? You are sitting here to go into the golden age. So you should vanish your five vices. You shouldn't leave even a trace of five vices. There shouldn't be no lust, no anger, no greed, no attachment, no ego. These five vices open the door to hell. Just look yourself, see the world. If there are five vices, any one of the vices, lust is the biggest enemy. Here the Supreme Soul first says, O soul, conquer these five vices because these are your biggest enemies. So from the beginning, I was having so much of love for the Supreme Being and this love just took birth because I experienced, I saw that by remaining in His remembrance, there is truthfulness, peace, love is naturally coming in my life. What am I telling you right now? The truthfulness. What is truthfulness? You should experience it now. If there is truthfulness, there would be love. Then there would be peace and then you will have power. No vice can pull us if we are having these powers. You will be seeing our sisters here. I have seen everyone, all these sisters here. So many brothers and sisters by being pure and viceless, they have made their life so beautiful and they are so fortunate. Yeah, we feel this, that we have God here with us. I feel this. Today is the third day. How many of you feel that our companion is God? Please raise your hand. That how many of you feel that God is our companion here? Who we are souls, but we are with God here. The God has come here. God is making our life. We always used to say this in devotion, in the path of devotion, that you are our father and mother and we are your children. But in practical life, we are experiencing that God is our father and mother and we are your children. And just because of you, we have so much of happiness. And no one knows this, that we are sitting with God here. He is our father and mother. He is my friend. He is my preceptor. I'm telling you the relation that we have with God. First, He is our mother. We have took new birth. Then He is our father. First He is our mother, then father, then He is our teacher. Then He is our Satguru, the true Guru. So what are you feeling now? The mother, the father, the teacher, the friend, and Satguru. Those who feel this, raise your hands. Those who feel that the Shiv Baba is our mother, father, teacher, friend, and guru, raise your hand. I experience a light has come in our lives. Otherwise, we were stumbling around in vices. Now God protected us and saved us from stumbling around. And these sisters are doing such a good service with so much of love, because they are having this feeling that our brothers and sisters from wherever they have come, but they have come in the home of God. So you are so fortunate that you have come in the home of God. And you're eating from the home of God. So you are eating from the treasure house of God. Whatever the food you will have the same kind of mind. Whatever kind of company you have, you will have the same kind of color. What kind of water you have here, what kind of food you have here, you won't get this kind of food anywhere else. When I took this knowledge, previously, before taking knowledge, I was having this habit of having pure food. Even if my mother used to cook with so much of anger, then I didn't consume that food. But I always insisted her that whatever you make, make it with so much of love. And you should serve it with love. There was one friend who came to meet me. And I offered him food and he said that you don't eat what I serve, so I won't have what you serve me. Then I told him that you have come and you're sitting here.
ऐसे गुस्सा में मैं क्यों हूँ। वाइफ मेरी सुबह को नौकर को कहती है इसको पालू नाश्ता दे दो दुकान पर जाने पर।
Then I asked that brother, why are you so angry? Then that brother said that probably because my wife cooks food with so much of anger, because in the morning when she cooks food, she always tells the servant with so much of anger. That's why that anger gets shifted to the food. So your behavior should be so pure and so loveful. I have experienced so much of happiness by giving loveful behavior, by being so much loveful to everyone. I always say that, Baba, by becoming yours, I have received so much of happiness. How much of happiness have you received? This much? Where have you received happiness? It is inside. I thank God from inside so much. So from your heart also you will say that Om Shanti from your heart when you say you have understood who am I and who belongs to me. When you have understood the meaning of Om Shanti, now say Mera Baba. Speak out Mera Baba. Speak it from your heart. Mera Baba. My sweet Baba. Baba is so sweet. When I see Baba, I always say with so much of love, my Baba, sweet Baba. Thank you Baba. The sister told me that you are sitting in the diamond hall because you want to be like diamond. The birth that we were having earlier was having no value. In the diamond hall, your vision and your attitude is such that every soul's life should become like a diamond. We should not waste our life. We should not waste our life behind shells. Wherever your body is, your mind would be there. The song was played. So where is your body right now? So in this body, what the soul has to do, what the mind has to do, the mind has to be peaceful, the mind should be powerful. The mind should have love for one another. There is so much of love. And there is spiritual affection. If you want to become complete, what do you do? What kind of study you are having? That we shouldn't have any defect and we should be complete in all the virtues. We should be complete with 16 celestial degrees. This knowledge is what God has given us. Here, God is my father, my mother, my friend, my guru. So he is my everyone. So he teaches us that you make your fortune such that you make others' fortune and do the service. And there should be sacrifice in it. Leave the old things, sacrifice the old matters. Now you have understood this knowledge, so you should have disinterest with the old things. And you should do intense effort and you will like it. You were sitting in silence for such a long time. Someone amongst you should raise. This is tapasya, intense meditation. The intense meditation service. Then you see each other automatically. Earlier, we Brahma Kumaris were in hundreds, and then we were in thousands, and now we are in hundreds of thousands, and then we would be in millions or billions. We have received the pearls from God, the pearls which we didn't ask for. So this is so wonderful. We have got so much of fortune to meet God. So I'm telling you a secret, that this is the right time to become like a diamond, like a pearl. There is the world outside is a waste, but the God is, and you are shining like pearls and jewels. You make your life like this. I have this feeling in my inside that God is my companion in this world. I am playing my part by being detached. God taught me how to be a detached observer. God has told us that golden age is coming and iron age is leaving. Golden age is coming. So we all have to come in golden age. First of all, we have to go to the Supreme Abode. Supreme Abode is my Father's home. And He says, come to your home. This world is not yours. This Paramdham, the Supreme Abode, is your home. It's so peaceful. The time is over. The sisters are giving me a signal. We all have to go home. But we don't have to sit in the Supreme Abode. We'll have to come again in the Golden Age. So therefore we have to become like that. We have to become a peaceful soul. We have to become like that in order to come in Golden Age. But before that, whatever sins we have committed, they should get absolved. We should do such good karma that God is making us worthy to come into the Golden Age. So whatever is happening, see like a detached observer. We are so fortunate that we have got God. And we have got God and this fortune. And God is making us so fortunate, and we have to become of such quality that we come into Golden Age. So now, you got so much of blessings today. So our Dadiji is, God gave us.
खास दादी ने भानु भाई को बुलाया कि आप गीत गाओ. पहले दिन तो आप आए थे, गीत गाया था.
ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तू है जग से न्यारा. ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तू है जग से न्यारा. लगता है तू हमको जान से भी प्यारा. ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तू है जग से न्यारा. लगता तू हमको है जान से भी प्यारा. ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा. जब से है बाबा तुमने अपना मुझे बनाया. जब से है बाबा तुमने अपना मुझे बनाया. खुशियों का जैसे हमने सारा जहान पाया. खुशियों का जैसे हमने सारा जहान पाया. रहे बाबा जीवन यूं ही न्यारा और प्यारा. लगता तू हमको है जान से भी प्यारा. ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा.